That's what I'm going to talk about today. I want to talk about bringing your stuff, all right? And we're going to talk about how you can get God involved in all of our stuff, no matter what it is. How do we get God involved? How do we bring it to Christ, as it said in the video? Well, you know, what I want you to do is grab your Bible, and if you don't have a Bible, grab the Bible under your chair. And the church Bible page number is page 1229. And that'll take you to 1 Thessalonians 3. That's where I want you to go. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 3. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 will be where we'll be studying this morning together from the Bible. And just a reminder, last week we learned that that the moment that we trust Christ as our Savior, at that moment we receive God's Spirit into our spirit. Do you guys remember me talking about that last week? And do you remember how I said that the Bible says he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit, and how that you have a spirit so that you can relate to God? And we talked about how that it's dead in sins, but that when God comes to live in your spirit and God's spirit become one, which enables you to be able to establish a connection now with God. Do you all remember that? Act like you remember that. And it's just, yeah, all right, I got it. All right. And so we talked about that last week. We are now eternally connected to God once we trust the Lord. Once we're connected to God, then you have this living, vibrant relationship with God, which means you have true divine power. When you get saved and you trust the Lord, you are now plugged into the ultimate power source. How many of you believe God is the ultimate power source? Amen? And so he is. So here's the deal, though, and I'm going to use an illustration of this I think you can relate to. Being plugged into a power source doesn't necessarily mean that you're availing yourself of it or drawing from it daily. For example, I bet most of you in here have stuff plugged in at your house into power sources that you have not used in days. You got stuff plugged in you haven't used in weeks, maybe months. Maybe you got a lamp plugged in, you never use it. You never draw any power from that to light the lamp. Maybe you've got a TV in another room you haven't turned on in weeks. Maybe it's a kitchen appliance that it's plugged into the power source, but you don't really draw from it ever. You never turn the thing on. I mean, maybe some of you got the old-fashioned boom boxes And that thing's plugged in, ready to go, and you haven't used it in years. I've still got one, and it's a cassette player. Do y'all remember those? Right. And some of the young people are going,
what's a cassette? You know what that is.
But, you know, it's one thing to be connected. It's another thing to draw from that connection. Are y'all with me? Amen? You got it? Now, let's apply it. As believers in Christ who have that connection with God, we can go for days and never utilize that divine connection. And that's not good. That's not good. Because you were created with a built-in need to connect with God on a daily basis. You were created in Christ to connect with God, to draw from that power source every day. Now, we catch a little glimpse into the Apostle Paul's life, and he just kind of says it in passing, but it really hit me what he said. Look at verse 10, 1 Thessalonians 3:10. And that just really struck me when I read that. 1 Thessalonians 3:10, he says, night and day, and what's the next word? Praying. Let's do that again. Night and day, praying. Praying exceedingly that we might see your face. Now, we're going to talk more about the context of that verse later, but for right now, I want you to just see something. Will you look at this with me? Paul was drawing from his connection with God on a regular basis. Without that daily connection with God, you are going to try to plug into other things to fill that void, which creates a laundry list of problems in our lives, relationally, internally, spiritually. For example, just to kind of, where did it go? There it is. Just to kind of give you an example, an illustration, everybody's familiar with an extension cord, right? And you can take an extension cord and you can plug that in. There's actually a plug right here, and I can plug that rascal in. All right, got it plugged in. And I can plug that in, but you'll notice it's not really doing a whole lot of good. Why? Right. It's gonna avail nothing, right? And what happens is, I think many times in our life, this to me is a great illustration. We have a relationship with God, but what we do is we try to replace that daily connection with God with something else. And that becomes the dominant connection in our life. It could be a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and man, you make sure you connect every day with them. It could be your job, and you're making sure that you connect every day with your job. It could be a hobby, and you're connecting every day with that hobby. You're making sure that you do that every day, and yet you're not connecting with God every day. And you're trying to replace it with work or with a relationship, and that's not gonna, that's gonna be like this extension cord. It leads nowhere. It is not gonna help you at all in your life. But when you're connecting with God every day, and that's the dominant connection in your life, all the other areas of your life that you plug into are going to have a power source from God Almighty. Let me illustrate. There it is. All right. We all know what this is. It's a power strip, right? Power strip. Now, here's the illustration. When I plug that power strip in, the power flows from that dominant connection there, that power flows all the way through to all these six other outlets. To apply that to our lives, when your dominant connection, you're connecting with God every day, you are drawing from Him and you are drawing from His strength, then that connection that you have with God flows through to every other area of life that you plug into. So you can plug your marriage in. You can plug your kids in. You can plug your work life in. You can plug your finances in, your friendships, your school, your college, anything else, you can plug that in, and guess what? Now you are drawing from God's power into all those various areas of your life. And that's God's plan. God wants you to connect with Him, and He wants you to connect with Him every day. He wants you to talk to Him in prayer. Connect with God. Just like you make sure you're connecting with other things in your life, you're connecting with your kids, and you're connecting with bills, and you're connecting with work, and you're connecting with your spouse. He wants you to connect with Him. You've got to connect with God every day. And as you connect with Him, His power flows through to all those areas of your life that you plug into. And through that connection with God flows some wonderful blessings in your life. And that's what we want to look at in this text. I want to share with you four wonderful, incredible blessings that we all need that are going to flow through your divine connection with God that when you connect with Him every day. Number one is this. Write this in. Number one is internal joy. Internal joy. Right before He talks about that daily connection in verse 10, look what He said in verse 9. Look at it with me. 1 Thessalonians 3:9. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes, where? Come on, what's the last three words? What is it? Before our God. So who doesn't want joy in their life, right? I mean, we all want joy, but joy is an internal thing. It comes from the inside. In your handout, it says that joy comes from a person being at peace within. That's exactly where it comes from. Joy comes from a person who is at peace within. Now, happiness is different, a little bit different. Happiness has more to do with happenings. Happiness, happenings. So happiness has to do with happenings. It has to do with your circumstances. You ever have somebody say, man, I'm happy. Whoa, I'm happy. Why are you so happy? Well, I'll start vacation tomorrow. Well, wouldn't that be great if every day could start vacation? But it doesn't, right? And so happiness has to do with happenings, circumstances. Joy is internal. Joy is divine. Joy comes from that daily connection with God. God gives you joy as you daily talk to Him, as you relate to Him, as you connect with Him in your spirit to Him. Then that's where that joy comes from. Now in our text, you know, it's interesting that Paul's circumstances were not perfect. They were far from perfect, but yet he still had joy. We read the book and we learn that Paul was going through great persecutions. We learn that he had great opposition to his ministry from unbelievers. We learn that Satan had hindered him in a lot of the things he was trying to do. We learn all that just in this book. So as Paul writes this, things weren't perfect for Paul. He had a lot of stuff he was dealing with, just like that video. He had stuff, right? He had a lot of stuff that he was dealing with. He was a punching bag, man. He was getting it from unbelievers. He was getting it from, you know, supposed believers, Satan. I mean, he was just getting beat up. But yet, I love the way that Paul uses the word joy as a noun and as a verb in that verse. Did you notice that? He uses joy as a noun and a verb. He says the joy, talking about the joy in his heart, the joy with which we joy before God. He uses it as a noun and a verb. Paul possessed joy because he joyed before God. He had joy because he joyed before God. You see, that daily connection with God causes joy to flow into every other area of your life. For example, just to use this power strip again as kind of an illustration, this is you, right? And every day you're connecting with God. And as you connect with Him, as that's your main connection, then through that connection flows joy into every other area. So, for example, joy, joy flows into your work. Even though you may not like your job that much. Joy flows into, say, your school life. Even though you don't really like school that much. Joy flows into your marriage, I started to say, even though you don't like your marriage, that doesn't sound right, so we're going to reword that. Joy flows into your marriage life, even though maybe your marriage isn't exactly everything you want it to be right now, all right? You still have joy in that. And I hope you're seeing that the first blessing that flows through that divine connection is joy. And no matter what you plug into your life, you're going to have joy. Joy is internal, has nothing to do with circumstances. Joy is something that comes from within. Y'all with me? If you're with me, say with you. All right, good. You're with me. All right. Number two, let's look at the second thing. Number two, the second thing that flows through that divine connection as you daily connect with God is true impact. True impact with your life upon other people, which is something that we all want, right? We want to know that our life is having an impact, that our life's making a difference. Well, as Paul's connecting with God every day, he really believed that God was going to use him to impact people. Look with me at verse number 10. Let's go back there. We read this once. Let's read it again. This time, let's kind of focus on the context. Verse 10, night and day, praying exceedingly. Why? Notice that we might see your face. We want to see you guys. And he said, we're really praying that we're going to be able to perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Paul truly cared. He wasn't just about himself. He cared about people. And in your handout, it says that as you connect with God every day, he causes you to care about others. Paul prayed that he would be able to help these people grow in their faith. Now, that's basically what that verse is saying. He's saying, I'm praying that we'll be able to come see you guys and help you grow, help your faith grow. Just to kind of define a couple words there, when he says, I want to perfect that which is lacking in your faith, the word lacking means a deficit. Y'all hear that? A deficit. That deficit right now in your faith, we want to help you with that. When he says we want to perfect, the word perfect means to adjust. We want to adjust the deficit in your faith. When I think of adjust, I think of people who, and I've never done this, but I hear people tell me, yeah, I went over to the chiropractor and got an adjustment. Anybody ever go to the chiropractor and get an adjustment? Raise your hand if you've ever had it. Wow, see, that's a good business to be in. Every service has been that way. A lot of hands. People go and get an adjustment, whatever that means, right? And so Paul is like their spiritual chiropractor. He said, I want to come and give you a spiritual adjustment to your faith. He said, I want to come and perfect, adjust that which is lacking in your faith. You know what that tells me right there, guys? The best of Christians still have room to grow in their faith. All right? This was a great church. He really didn't have much bad to say about it. Paul's like, man, you guys, man, I know about your work of faith, your labor of love. I know how you're patiently waiting for Christ. And I mean, he brags and brags on these people, how they had received the Bible as the word of God and not as the word of men. And yet, They had not, nobody. Listen, he says, look, you guys are doing great, but we still want to be able to come because there's still some adjusting that needs to happen to your faith. There's still some tweaking you need. Nobody has arrived to the point in which they no longer need to grow. You know? Are y'all understand that, right? It's like you hear people, I don't need to go up there to church anymore. Why not? I already know all that stuff Pastor Dan says. I know all that stuff. I don't even need to go. I've heard all that. I know all that. Do y'all think maybe we need to be reminded of some things? I mean, you know, it's like you may know everything I say, but even if you, let's just say you know everything I say, man, we all need reminding. Amen? We all need to be brought into remembrance. We all need to be encouraged. We all need to be edified. We all need to be, you know, admonished to do what we know, right? And God uses other believers to help us to grow. That's what the local church is all about, is that thing. But now here's the deal. Here's where I want to head with this. Maybe you feel like that you have been more on the receiving end of things. In other words, you feel like, man, other people are really helping me grow. Man, Pastor Dan's messages helped me grow, and my small group's helping me to grow. And man, I got some friends at the church, and they're really helping me to grow. And you feel like you're really on the receiving end. That's great, but it is an awesome thing when you're on the giving end also. It's an awesome thing when you get to the point, and you want to get to this point in your life to where you're encouraging someone else. You're edifying somebody else. You are mentoring somebody else. You're helping bring someone else to Jesus. And you know what the difference is? You know how you go from always being on the giving end on the receiving end to actually be giving back out and impacting someone else's life? It all goes back to that daily connection with God. It's you carving out time, and that's what it is, by the way. It's carving out time every day. Because we all get the same amount of time. We all get 24 hours a day. If you figured out a way to get more than that, please talk to me after the service. I want to know. But we all get the same amount of time. And it's carving out the time to connect with God. We connect with what's important to us, don't we? And so it's carving out time to connect with Him through prayer. And maybe it's, you know what? I'm going to set the alarm clock 5 or 10 minutes earlier every morning so I can just pray before I go to work. Maybe it's, I'm going to read 5 or 10 verses each day from the Bible so I can get God's mind. Maybe it's, hey, you know what? I'm going to connect with God also on my way to work because I got like a 20-minute commute, 30-minute commute, and I am going to put on a sermon maybe from our church's website. We've got so much in our archive that you could study for years with what we have on our archive. And I'm gonna listen to a message on the way to work every morning and on the way home. Well, again, you know, that's great. I'm going to listen to some godly music and worship Him on the way to work every morning. But what you're doing is you're putting in place some things whereby you can connect with Him every day. Every day you're connecting with God. And as you do that, you're feeding yourself. And it's going to strengthen you. And in your handout, it says you are going to start having a positive impact on those around you. To go back to my power strip here illustration, as you are plugging in, as you are drawing from that connection that you have with God each and every day, as you are doing that, listen, church, that one of the things that flows through there is not just joy, but another thing that flows through that connection is you begin having impact. And no matter what you plug into, you're having impact. All of a sudden now you're having a positive impact on your spouse like never before. Why? Connecting with God every day. I'm having a positive impact on my kids. I'm having a positive impact at work. I'm having a positive impact on the ball team. I'm having a positive impact, at the gym. I'm having a positive impact with the people that I'm hanging out with, doing this or that hobby. But now all of a sudden, I'm connecting with Him every day, just like Paul said. Man, we are connecting with God all the time. We're trusting Him to help us to have impact. Well, that's what happens when you're connecting with God every day. You not only get joy, but you get to have true impact. You get to be on the giving end of impacting other people's lives. Number three, the third thing, and this is a biggie, that we see in our text here, is that as you connect with God every day, you're going to begin to experience, through that connection, you're going to get God's direction in every area of your life. You are going to begin to receive God's direction. All right, give you a second to write that in. And after you write that in, I want you to look up here just a second. All right, question. How many of you believe that it would be wonderful to know that you were experiencing God's direction in every area of your life? How many of y'all would like that? Say amen, huh? I'm having God's direction in every area of my life. Look at verse 11. Look at verse 11. Right after he talks about connecting with God, verse 10, boom, verse 11. Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, what's the next word? Direct. Direct our way unto you. Paul was praying night and day, verse 10, and he was confident he was going to get God's direction, verse 11. Whew. You know what that reminds me of? Reminds me of an Old Testament passage. It's in your handout. Look at it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. in all your ways. Say that phrase with me. In what? All your ways. Acknowledge him. There's that connection, right? That's that connection we're talking about. So you're acknowledging him. You're connecting with him in all your ways. And what's the result? He will what? What's the result? He's going to direct your paths. Prayer, connecting with him, and God's direction is not just a Sunday thing. He said, in all your ways. That means what you're going to do tomorrow. That means what you're going to do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You see, when we talk about connecting with God, it's not just a Sunday thing. And I think sometimes it becomes that. We go to church, rah, rah, it's great. I love God. I love Jesus. I love the Bible. And then we don't think about him again the rest of the week. Rest of the week, he's, you know, kind of forgotten. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he direct. Do you know what the word direct means? When Paul said the Lord direct our way unto you, that word direct there, it means to guide. And when he said the Lord direct our way unto you, that word way means a route or a road. So literally what Paul is saying is, man, we're praying all the time. We are connecting with him all the time. And we are confident as we connect with God that he is going to guide us in what road we need to take. Well, that's good to know, isn't it? Because life, it says in your handout, life is all about choices. Isn't it? Life's all about choices. Let me say this to you. Never forget this. Never forget what I'm about to say to you, because this will help you immensely. Okay? To a large extent, the quality of your life will depend upon the quality of the choices you make. All right? Don't forget that. That's really like an important statement. The quality of your life will depend on the quality of your choices. Well, guess what? We don't just make decisions on Sunday, do we? Right? So that lets me know then that this connecting with God thing isn't a Sunday thing. Because every day I'm making choices and decisions, therefore every day I need to be connecting with God. By the way, every day there's forks in the road, right? Every day there's forks in the road of life, and we have to decide which way to go. And some of you right now, you are at a major fork. It just so happens that here you are in church hearing this, and you're at a major fork. You are trying to decide whether or not to change jobs. You're trying to decide whether or not to move out of the area or stay in the Daytona area. Some of you are deciding whether or not to have kids. Some of you are trying to decide whether or not to adopt. Some of you are trying to decide, career change? Should I? Some of you are at a major crossroads right now, and you're trying to decide whether I'm going to work on this marriage and fix it or whether we're just going to scrap it. And these choices are going to be a major factor in how your life looks, not just now, but a year from now. These choices are going to be a major factor in how your life looks 5 years from now, how your life looks 10 years from now. You see, our choices have ramifications. Who do you guys think knows the best way to go? That is not a trick question, I promise you. A little bit louder. Who knows the best way to go? Who do you think would make your best guide for your life? God. Well, as you connect with God daily, remember this? As I connect with God every day, then through his direction flows through that connection into all the other areas that I plug into. I experience His direction at work, His direction in my home life, His direction in my marriage, His direction in my child rearing, His direction in my friendships, His direction at college, at school. I begin to, but if I'm not making that daily connection with God, how can I expect His direction? Let me ask you something. Is God going to force you to make the right decisions? He is not. God is not in the robot business, and He is not going to force you to make the right directions. You connect with Him, you seek Him, He'll give you His direction, but not if you don't seek Him. He'll let you make the wrong decisions if you don't seek Him. So this morning, as we talk about that daily connection with God, you know, and you look at the banner here, and we want to raise up followers of Christ by connecting them to God. That's not just getting people saved to know the Lord. That's you connecting, worshiping, whatever you want to call it, seeking Him, praying. I don't care what you call it, reading your Bible, but you need to be connecting with God every day. And as you do, through that connection flows joy, impact, God's direction into all the other areas you plug in. But one final thing, one last thing real quickly. Number four is divine love. I want you to write that in. Through that connection will flow divine love. All right, I'm going to ask you a question. Don't answer this out loud because you might incriminate yourself, all right? Here we go. How loving are you? Don't answer that out loud. Where do you think you are on a scale of 1 to 10? If God were to rate how loving you are with all people, where would you be on a scale of 1 to 10? Look, maybe we should let you answer out loud. Some people be like, 10. Well, we know you got a pride problem, amen? Right. All right, so where would you be on a scale of 1 to 10? Now, I'm talking about loving all people. I'm not just talking about loving your family. I'm not talking about just loving people who love you. I'm talking about loving all people. I'm talking about loving that aggravating neighbor, that obnoxious boss, the coworker that irritates you. I'm talking about loving strangers that you meet and being kind and loving to them. Where would you be on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as if God was to rate you in your love for all people? Let's just imagine for a moment you're a 6. We all have good days and bad days, but let's say you average out at a 6. Let me ask you something. If you were to see your love grow from a 6 to an 8, and you were an 8, you were loving all people at an 8 level instead of a 6, how many of you believe that your life and your relationships would improve? How many of you believe they would improve? Absolutely. All right, go to verse 12 and look at that. It says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in what? Love one toward another." Wait a minute, though. This just isn't about loving people like us, "and toward all men, even as we do toward you." Paul had an abounding love, and it went back, guys. I'm telling you, it went back to his daily connection with God. In your handout, it says that when you're connecting with God every day through prayer, through His Word, the different things we talked about, those aren't the only two ways, but your love is going to grow and abound. Your love is going to grow and abound. Guaranteed. His love is going to flow through that connection. Listen, if I'm connecting with God every day, I'm just connecting with Him. Do you guys think that's going to make me more loving? Yes or no? Absolutely. And that love is going to flow through to all the different areas of my life. Wife, kids, friends, work, you name it, whatever I plug in, His love's going to flow through that connection. It always does. Hey, you got a problem maybe with a family member? Loving them? Maybe you got a problem with, you're struggling to love somebody at work. You're struggling to love somebody at church. Maybe you're having a really tough time loving that pastor of yours. I can't imagine that, can you? But that daily connection with God is going to flow His love through you in that situation and is going to show you how to best demonstrate love. It's going to flow through you as you connect with Him. As you, in your handout, it says that as you connect with God daily, you begin to see others through the lens of his love. Now, I want to just stop for a second and don't pack up. I gave you the last blank, but don't pack up, all right? I want you to look up here before you pack up because I just got 2 minutes. 2 minutes, if you'll give me your attention, 2 minutes, we're going to apply this and be out of here. Now, listen closely, okay? How does this apply to you? How do you put handlebars on this? Okay, you're going to have to do that, all right? You're going to have to apply this to your life. I don't know your life. I don't know your schedule. I don't know what all you're connecting to in your life, but you do. Are you connecting daily with God and drawing from his power? I don't know. I mean, I know my answer to that, but I don't know your answer to that. Now, is it possible that you've gotten into a habit of you just kind of get up in the morning, you do your morning rituals, you brush your teeth, you get a shower, you throw on your clothes, you grab a bowl of cereal, and you dart out the door, and you really don't give a whole lot of thought to connecting with God? You actually can live out your whole day and really not give a whole lot of thought to God, to praying, to his word, to the importance of connecting with God and drawing from him. And when you're connecting with him daily, through that connection flows all those wonderful blessings we talked about. Some of you are here like, I don't understand why I'm so depressed all the time. Well, through that connection, that daily connection with God flows joy, impact, God's direction, true divine love. You'll grow. But it all goes back to that connection with God. It all goes back to your personal walk with God. And I'm not saying that, I know we're busy. You got places to go. You got to go to work. You got to get the kids here. You got to do this. You got to do that. I get it. I know life's busy. Trust me. I know. And I'm not talking about you, okay, for an hour a day, I'm going to, you know, just kind of get into a room by myself. I'm not talking about that. Listen, I know that we got stuff to do, but let me ask you a question. Is it even possible in the midst of busyness, in the midst of maybe you're working, you're shopping, you've got an appointment, you're driving somewhere, is it possible to connect with God even in those situations? Yeah. You acknowledge him, you acknowledge your need of him, you know you need his strength. You know you need what he has to give you. And so you're connecting with him all day long. It may be something just as simple as, you know what, I used to pray in the morning before I left. Now I'm out the door in a hurry. This has got to show up on the alarm clock the night before, or it's not going to happen. It may be as simple as, you know what, I started that Bible reading chart at the beginning of the year, and I got away from it. I'm going to get back to that. You know, it may be something that simple. How you apply this to your life, that's between you and God. But all I'm saying is, your connection with God daily is the most important thing in your life. It's more important than anything else you connect with. All right, let's pray. Let's go to the Lord in prayer right now. And you can apply this message to your life today. And this is something you can immediately begin to practice this week.